Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show, featuring Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor, Parrish, Jasmine, Marla, and Tiffany.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Sisters of Sexuality Radio, Five Shades of Play. My name is Tiffany Janae, and I'm your hostess for the evening. So every week, we go on every Wednesday, and every week there's a different one of the sisters that hosts the show. All of us have so many varieties of what we talk about in sexuality, and together you have this well-rounded perspective where you could pretty much talk to us about anything. On tonight's show, we are talking about male birth control, which most people don't even know exists. In our society, the responsibility for birth control is usually solely put on the woman to mind, and the men are just blissfully free to come in us as they desire, being oblivious to what they can do to have some share in the responsibility. And the problem with it is that most popular methods for birth control is, one for one, people don't like the feeling of a condom. You know, that's just not fun. And for two, hormonal birth control has terrible side effects that has been known to diminish a woman's essence. My main business is in yoni eggs, so I'm always dealing with women and their womb health. And just so many of them are dealing with problems that they've had from birth control, taking away their sex drive, like messing up their skin, leading to further problems with their womb. So there's another way to on this. My last episode where I was with you guys, I brought on a guest and we talked about female fertility management. And the guest gave all these different details about women of learning how to monitor your cycles. And knowing that information is extremely empowering, and because we typically aren't taught that. We don't know that we can even monitor our birth control or that there's a way to go about this. So when you start learning about your body and when you're fertile, and then you can take that responsibility and know, like, okay, we're going to have sex tonight. I'm fertile. So let's take these additional methods. Or I'm not fertile. Let's go for it. And so when you get the man involved and he has his own empowerment, it's just a game changer. So my goal tonight on this episode is for you to have some empowerment to go to the man, for him to be able to step into the role to know that he can do something about it as well. And on our episode, we're going to find out what some of those benefits and advantages are for both the men and the women. We have a very special guest that has been leading thousands of men all around the world in this technique called semen retention. And today, you will definitely leave this episode with immediate tools you can put into practice. I'd first like to give a shout out to our sponsors, SexyLifestyleCruising.com. And at the end of the show, there will be a contest giveaway, so be sure to stay tuned for that. So let me just tell you what semen retention is. It's an ancient practice which has its origins in Buddhism and Vedic, known as Hinduism, philosophies and traditions dating back thousands of years. It's a self-control exercise for men where he attempts to retain at the peak phase of intercourse for as long as possible, avoiding the seminal emission. I'm going to have to get clarity if that's how you say it, seminal. However, it's not limited to just sex or relationships. The practice of semen retention can be performed outside of partnership as well. Semen retention is believed to afford the practitioner many benefits, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, because semen is the very essence of a man's life force, his sacred energy. Our guest tonight is Jason, who has so many talents. He's an international visual artist, empowerment coach, mentor, the creator of the podcast Happy, Healthy, Plus Whole with a global listening audience, the founder of the Jason 21 Day Semen Retention Challenge and the Jason 21 Day Tantra Challenge, which has helped over 2,000 people worldwide transform and heal their lives. And, you know, this is really cool because I run into people
on the streets in my little town, and they'll tell me like, oh, I'm doing this semen retention challenge. And I'm like, really, with who? And they're like, this guy named Ja Sun. So he's really reaching people very far, and I'm really excited to have him on. Ja Sun.
Peace. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really inspired. Ja Sun and I have been friends for several years, and we've definitely seen each other through journeys. And I think at some point we started like having these conversations about sacred sexuality and learning more and becoming empowered. And then you just went on this whole other way where you're like, I'm about to do the semen retention. And I'm like, yes, because, you know, what's so important to me is that, like I said, the men really aren't actively taking part in this. And it's just kind of like, you guys figure that out. You women figure that out. I'll either put a condom on if I feel like it. If not, oh, well, you know, we just have to deal with it. And it's really like, that's tough, you know? So I want to know what got you into this, like what even brought your attention over to it?
Well, full disclaimer, it had nothing to do with not wanting to procreate. I have actually had a vasectomy many moons ago. But what brought me to it, you know, and you know this story, but for your audience, I have been single for nearly 5 years and abstinent for that same length of time. And usually when I'm not in long-term committed relationships, you know, I'm practicing some form of abstinence / celibacy. So this is not my first rodeo with practicing semen retention. Mm-hmm. And I have, over the years, you know, experienced my own benefits. And some people knew about it, like my close circle absolutely knew. But I mean, my social media audience, which is global, not everyone knew that that was a regular and consistent practice of mine until September 3rd of last year, mm-hmm. when I was getting ready to start another 21-day cycle. And I just got this blip from the universe. Why don't you offer it, make it available to men? Like, why don't you just, you know, make it a challenge? And I have never even done a challenge before, participated or facilitated one. So I was like, okay, universe. And, you know, I did a little video explaining what semen retention is and what are the benefits for the man and for the, you know, the female in this specific case. But I mean, it's applicable to any type of coupleship. It doesn't really much matter. And I thought maybe I'd have 4 or 5 guys, 6 maximum, take me up on this challenge. And lo and behold, by the end of the challenge, I had over 1,600 plus from around the world doing this semen retention challenge with me.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was at that moment and all the deep conversations that me and the men had shared. And man, I mean, we really formed a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I realized that there was a dire need for sacred space for men. Because, you know, we had been seeing women doing the goddess works and the goddess retreats. And, you know, there really wasn't a space for men. And it got so large that I actually had to set up a separate Instagram page and make it private. Because women were trying to get involved. And I'm like, listen, you can't have it both ways. Right, you say right. You want us to grow and evolve, but then you won't give us a space to do that. So it was very amazing, you know, what happened, you know, during the first 21-day challenge. And, you know, I'm sure we can get into it more deeply, but that's basically what it was. It had always been about me. And then the universe was just like, we'll open it up to other men. And what we found is men worldwide were hungry for this opportunity to up-level. So the semen retention challenge and the tantra challenge was born from that.
Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful that you're out there doing the work, because there are women out here that are actively like trying to better themselves and gain these skills. And it comes up often where it's like, where are the men? You know, are they doing this stuff too? Or are they just going to keep being their normal selves? And then we're over here sending to goddesshood and shit. And they're just like, not, yeah. You know? Yeah. And what I find, you know, on my title, I say I'm a womanhood empowerment coach, but I actually deal with a lot of men. I just deal with them differently. Mm-hmm. And I do find that a lot of men come to me and they're just like, hey, I want to know how to step it up. But their approach of how they want, like, they're not usually the ones in masses at retreats or gatherings or things like that. But it's not that I don't think that they would be. It's just that there hasn't been the right space. And yeah. So when I seen you open up the doors for it and like so many people were excited about it and made me happy. We're going to take a break really quickly, but before we go into the break, I just wanted to, when we come back, I want to talk about how you even got on this tip to figure this out, because the first time I ever heard of semen retention, and it wasn't mentioned like this, when my very first boyfriend, he was a professional boxer, and we were going to have sex one day, and he was like, I can't, I have a match tomorrow. And I was like, so what does that mean? Yeah. And he's like, well, that means that I can't have sex because it's not good for me. And he's like, my coach told me that, you know, I'm not supposed to do that. It'll make me weak in the knees. And I actually didn't respect it. I was like, fuck that. I'm going to make you have sex with me. That's wrong. But there's another boxer. I think it might be Joe Frazier. And I seen a quote from, if it's not him, another professional boxer that was talking about that that's what he does as a as an athlete, and that it helps with performance.
Absolutely. So, totally true.
Yeah. Were you ever an athlete?
No, but what, yoga, I had become athletic through yoga, but I didn't grow up doing sports or anything like that. But yoga was really what opened the lid up for me. And it's absolutely accurate about the testosterone levels. And we can get a little bit nerdy into it. You know, I'm definitely not a master or an expert. I'm a practitioner and a student. But I absolutely know from my own experience that every 8 days, my testosterone boosts exponentially every time I practice semen retention. So there are a lot of major benefits for men. And it is our time to step up into our, you know, our kingship, you know, to support the queen, because we're equals in this. But, you know, we cannot lead if we don't know self-mastery. So for me, this was all about how do I master myself, you know, because you can't lead and you can't take people to a place that you haven't been to yourself. That's a hypocrite.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to nerd out with you, and I definitely want to know about that 8 day cycle. Okay. But I do want to say to the listeners that this is actually a live recorded radio show happening right now. We're making history. And if you all would like to call in with any questions or comments at any point during the show, you can do so by calling 866-613-1612. We would love to hear from you. So take me up on that offer. So when we come back, Jod, we're going to talk about nerding out on some technical stuff about testosterone. I also want to know about like how this very first even came on your radar, and then what made you want to take it on. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors and make sure you guys join us back. By the way, share this, invite your friends, because we need to know about this. This needs to become common knowledge. So if you're on social media, just share this from our page. All right, we'll be back.
Sexy is back, and we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination, so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
Organic lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin. That's LOVEN.com.
Craving more from your sexy lifestyle? Search our businesses, services, blogs, articles, and videos, and keep in touch with us by subscribing to our newsletter, all on thesexylifestyle.com.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. My name is Tiffany Janae, and I'm your hostess for tonight. We are talking about male birth control. Hold the seed, please. So tonight, I'm hoping to give you all some information to empower the men in our lives to want to learn this semen retention, find out the benefits of it, how it can benefit them personally, but also how it can make them benefit from being this active participator in birth control. My special guest for tonight is Josh Sun, who is currently the founder of the podcast Happy Healthy Whole, and he's also the founder of the 21-Day Semen Retention Challenge and the Jocelyn 21-Day Tantra Challenge. And there's over 2,000 people currently, or men, that I want to emphasize that it's men, because it's such a big deal that men are involved in this. So he's got over 2,000 men part of this in this worldwide transformation. So before the break, Jocelyn, we were talking about things that we can nerd out on. And yes, you were saying that every 8 days when you practice semen retention, every 8 days. First of all, before we get into that, what does semen retention look like? So does that mean that you never are coming, ejaculating, or what? Like, what is the formula for that?
You are regulating and limiting it. So it's not about a complete eradication. It is about managing it and regulating it and limiting it. And that's really, really significant. It is important to have a healthy ejaculation. But let's just kind of get into the nerdy stuff if we can, because I think the audience will really benefit from it. So for a long time, I didn't even know, you know, that there was sperm and semen. I just thought it was all one thing. So when I had my vasectomy, it kind of opened my eyes up to realize, no, I still can have an ejaculation. It just doesn't have sperm. I'm like, okay, well, what is this other fluid that's coming out of me? Well, that is semen. So and we were talking about the whole 7 days and then testosterone boosts. What we don't really in this Western society specifically understand about semen in general and why it's important not to ejaculate is because in 1 ounce of semen, it's like the equivalent nutrients of 60 ounces of blood. Mm-hmm. So like really think about that. Like sometimes we have to really slow down and process information, very basic information. 1 ounce of semen is the equivalent of 60 ounces of blood. And we know that blood is our life force that runs all through our body. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Semen is a lot more powerful than our blood that is supposed to carry and hits every aspect of our body. And I think circulates through our body like every minute or so. So that's what happens. That's why when men ejaculate, they get tired. And that's why your boxer lover was saying to you, I can't do that, because it literally does weaken you. So this is an ancient practice that stems back thousands of years. So Buddhists and Taoists and Hindu, they all have used this practice, because what they know is it's not just a fluid. It's a life force energy that also comes out. Like, you know, especially when you're younger and you're pretty strong and virile, like when you have an ejaculation, man, like you can shoot it across the room. That's not just like your pelvic floor muscles, you know, at work there. That is your chi. That is your energy. Right. So it isn't just the release of a cocktail, but in that cocktail, there are things like testosterone and, you know, zinc and all of these powerful nutrients that the body absolutely needs. And they've actually done studies when a man ejaculates into a woman that it goes into her skin and like penetrates her womb and it nourishes her. And maybe you have covered this topic before, like if a woman, you know, ingests semen, it's actually good for her mood. There's a lot of proteins in it. Like they've done studies that for women who like ingest semen and women who don't, like the women who do are happier. And it's because of the cocktail that's inside semen. Mm. So when a man retains his semen and does not let it out of his body, the body reabsorbs those vital nutrients that he absolutely needs. So about every 7 days based on your age. Now, if you're around 20, 23, 24, you can, you know, literally have an ejaculation, sometimes a few in a day, and rebuild that testosterone level, that cocktail back up in about 3 days. Mm-hmm. Well, when you start hitting 30, 40, in my case, this year in August, I'll be 50. You want to limit how many ejaculations you have because, again, in that ancient text and that tradition, every time you have an ejaculation, you are lessening your life. You are reducing your life. And in those traditions, when you run out of life force energy, you die. So studies have also shown 30, 40, and 50, it takes anywhere from 5. If you're in your 30s, 5 days. If you're in your 40s, 7 to 8 days. And so on and so on. So some of the benefits of retaining that ejaculation is of course the nutrients and that life force energy, but it also is, you know, healing for the body in so many other ways. And then to get really, really nerdy, it's because we're talking energy, right? Everything in the world is energy. Even when we don't realize it, we're always under the field of energy, like vibrations and frequencies and things like that. But when we can, you know, retain this energy, it literally electrifies our body. So this is going to be sad to say, but most human beings in the West right now that are conscious, semi-conscious, if you will, I hate labels, but for this conversation, I think it's important. You know, we have not just 7 chakras. There's an 8th, a 9th, and a 10th chakra that's outside of our field, like our body, but in our aura field. Mm-hmm. But most humans are only able to activate the 1st, the 2nd, and if they're lucky, the 3rd. So they're solar plexus. So what does that mean? You're not activating your heart chakra. You're not activating your throat chakra. You're not activating your third eye, right? Your pineal gland. And you're definitely not activating your crown chakra. So your crown chakra, the 7th, and your 1st, your anus, are the things that connect you to the cosmic field or what we call in yoga the golden chain. So it takes power to activate all of the chakras in your body. And when that happens, they call that Kundalini awakening or Kundalini rising. So if you never build up your life force energy and keep it in your body, you will never activate all of the chakras in your body. So what does that mean? You will never realize your full potential as a divine, unlimited being because you're disempowered because you've ejaculated and spewed out all of the energy that you were supposed to keep in your body.
Jocelyn, you have been doing your motherfucking research. This is so on point.
It goes deeper. And this is why this is important for men, fellas. And I'm just going to talk to my guys, but I know I got a lot of ladies here. Men, this is important because when you are lovemaking, right? When you are serving the queen, and that's what you should be doing. That's what that is. You should be showing up with service and you should be showing up to electrify that woman from the inside out. And a woman can have up to 8 to 9 different types of orgasms. So if you're not activated and you're not vibrating at a high level, you will not help and assist that woman have a full body orgasm, a cosmic orgasm, a womb orgasm, a cervical orgasm. Most women are having a clitoris orgasm and a G-spot orgasm, and that's it. Because they don't have the energy to open up the other portals within them. And men, that's our work to do. You know, we're adults here. You can't get that from a strap. Like, you have to be electrified to be able to open those other areas of a woman's body. It is our responsibility to bring conscious lovemaking into the bedroom so that the woman can have a full experience. And that's another reason why semen retention is so, so important, because you show up less than and you really can't serve the queen. And did you ask me a question?
No, I was just okay. No, but we do have to take a break, and I want to get into more of this, because something I also want to talk about is, like, if the men are holding the seed, then does that mean that the woman gets to just be juicy and have multiple orgasms? So how does this, like, really benefit the woman? But finish that. We have just 1 minute. Can you finish? Tell me that thought.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it just allows a man to, you know, have staying power, you know, the stamina to make love to a woman for hours and hours and hours, so that she can reach all the peaks in her. But you can't do that if you're not equipped. And it has nothing to do with your skill set. You should be able to insert a woman and you're vibrating so hard without any movement and activate other things in her. You should be able to bring her to a climax without any friction-based sex.
My goodness. If you all are not hot by now, you are going to be. All right, Jocelyn, we are going to take a break, and we're going to finish this juicy, juicy conversation on the other side of this. So be sure to come back and tune in with us. And again, if you guys have questions, you can call in. I'll give you that number when you come back.
Sexy.
Organic loving. For the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful? Maybe sensual? Adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists to Forbes. Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized.
Discover, explore, and celebrate your sexy right here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Tiffany Janae. I'm your hostess today, one of the five Sisters of Sexuality. Every Wednesday we're here and we have a different sister and we talk about various aspects of sexuality. I like to bring more into the energetic practice of it, the sacredness of it, and just your footprint of like what you're genuinely putting out there when you're enjoying in this sex and activating this energy. And as such, tonight we are talking about semen retention, male ejaculation, male birth control. Before the break, Jocelyn just got us so damn hot talking about what men could really do to us. And you know, it kind of like we were saying when we were away on break, we were just like
saying that this is so cool, both of us and the work that we're doing and the Sisters of Sexuality and what Jocelyn's doing and things with his 21-day semen retention challenge and his 21-day tantra talent challenge. It's so cool that people are hungry and that, you know, there's people coming forth that are like, all right, let me show you what I've learned, because for so long sex has been in the dark. And my thing about sexuality, like, I'm not into everything, you know, like kink and bondage and BDSM and certain things is just like, that's not my thing. But it doesn't matter that it's not my thing. What I choose to do is to create space for people to express their thing, whatever that may be. Because there's so many different aspects that you can take and interests that you can take in sexuality. And it's just important that people are safe and that they're able to do it in a space where they don't have to feel ashamed or do it in dark. Because when you start doing things in dark, that's when you activate a whole another body of energy. And when, so I'm into body and holistic healing and things. And so I know that the body is giving something back to you. So when you have issues going on in your womb, like let's say you might have cancer in your womb, or you're having miscarriages, or the man is having problems with his prostate, immediately what the body is telling you is that something's going on with how you relate to your sexuality. And there's so much of that that's happening in this day and age. And luckily we have this huge womb movement coming about, which, by the way, I would like to say the whole womb love healing thing is birthed from out of the womb of Honorable Queen Afua, who started this work back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And she's still doing the work, which is one of my teachers, my spiritual mother. But anyways, there's this huge movement that's happening where people are like, yes, I'm on that. I want the yoni eggs. I want to do Kegels. I want to have tantra. I want to have this sacred sexuality, because it's just shifting. Like, we're finally ready for it. And it's good because we can now find ways to holistically heal ourselves if we have ran into disease or any type of disruption in our sexual organs. But then also we're moving forward, we're creating space for future generations. We're like, honey, sex is natural, and wanting to feel pleasure is natural. And the more that we can talk about it and educate it and educate you and make sure that you know what you're really embarking in, then the more we can stop some of these things. Sex is such a powerful energy that I bet you the majority of these crimes that are going on, at some core of that, sex was related to that.
Absolutely.
And it really makes you, like, it activates a level of crazy inside of you, because it's powerful, powerful energy. But if you don't know how to work with that energy, it's like driving a sports car, and nobody wants to wreck their sports car. So if you learn how to handle that type of power, the better that it can be. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about. You told me there's people writing in and they're like, damn, this is amazing. Oh my God, he's so good. And you're like, yeah, we haven't even got started yet. We just had breakfast. So where else do you want to take us? I mean, how much more heat are you going to put on us, Jocelyn?
Yeah, I'm gonna put more, a little bit more.
Okay.
So I don't have any written down, so I'm just talking extemporaneously, okay? So a minute ago I heard you, you know, mention, you know, yoni eggs and women healing up their womb. And, you know, I really just want to speak to the women and just say, you know, the next thing you need to add to that list would be a conscious penis.
Oh, yes. And check.
Yeah, because it is a healing modality. Sex is not just sex alone. It's the place where the deepest levels of healing can happen. And I'm talking mental, I mean emotional, spiritual, like your nervous system. There is a lot that can take place when two people are practicing conscious, sacred sexuality. So there are a lot of benefits for the men as well. You know, so we talked about some physical aspects of it. You get stronger, okay? It actually, semen retention will help cure erectile dysfunction. So if you happen to be a minute man, or you're a semi-soft guy, if you're in your 40s, it's going to cure that. Mm-hmm. Ladies, one of the greatest aspects of it, I believe, for you all, is it's going to teach a man how to be present with you. Mm-hmm. And here's what I know that women are hungry for more than anything else. They're not even all so hung up on orgasms. And we know, based on the science and the numbers, that a lot of women are pretending to have orgasms and they're not really having them anyway. And right. That's a big part of that is because the man's not activated properly. He doesn't know what to do. But more than that, women really want presence. You know, like the man to be there, there, there. And what Tantra and semen retention allows the men to do is to develop a healthy relationship with his penis, independent of a woman. So you can practice semen retention like me. I'm single and abstinent. Been doing this. Or you can be in a relationship. But a man has to have a healthy relationship with his penis, which ties into what you said about normalizing sex and, you know, elevating the conversation when we're young. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that in societies that practice sacred sexuality, the crime rate is almost zero. And you can walk around in just our modern streets. You go to DC, you go to New York, you go to Miami, and you can look at a woman's face and tell that she has not been made love to properly yet, which is why she's all pruning and frowning in her face. Sometimes this is like, she just needs someone to make love to her right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is presence. Women really desire presence. And here's what is really important to understand about the female anatomy. It's an energy hub. So we talked about all those other areas and opportunities for women to have orgasms that you're only going to get there based on energy. And when a man is present with a woman and his attention is on his conscious penis, it brings all of the energy because, you know, where our thought is where our energy goes. That's just the law of science. Right, you can call it law of attraction. It's all the same thing. What you put your attention on is what you're going to attract. So when a man is making love with his conscious penis to a queen, he wants to put all of his attention on his penis, not on his performance, on his penis, all of his attention, all of his presence, his breath, everything. And what happens is the woman will respond to that. She will feel his energy, and that's what opens her up. So a man must be present. So the greatest gift, beyond maybe not creating babies, is you're going to have a present man, present to your needs, a man that's present to listen to your voice when you say, that doesn't feel so good, I like this instead. Like the ego is out of there. There is no goal orientation. The goal is, how can I go deeper with you? How can I amplify my presence and serve you best, queen? Like, that's the only conversation that you're having. It helps a man become clear inside of the bedroom. It helps when a man is in self, he can control himself, his base desires. That builds trust in relationship. That's why a lot of women don't trust men today. Okay. But there's some other reasons behind that, some neuroscience that's tied into our, you know, our animal instincts, our hunter-gatherer DNA in us. So basically what happens is every time that we have an ejaculation, when we ejaculate in a womb, there are signals that go to the brain that literally say, okay, we've conquered this woman, move on to the next one. And it's our very basic primal instinct because it has everything to do with procreation. Every time the body ejaculates, it says, we just made a baby. Move on. This is about keeping your lineage going. And you can see it best, like if you go to a farm and you watch, like you go to a chicken house where they have all these chickens, they'll have one rooster. And if you watch him, he'll sleep with one chicken, and when he's done, he'll go to the next one, and he'll do his earthly best not to go back for seconds. Mm-hmm. And that happens in all of the animal kingdom if you really pay attention. Now, of course, there are some reptilians that change their sex. They don't need any man, like they can change their sex. But generally speaking, primates, you know, us, one to one to one to one, it has everything to do with the brain. The brain goes, we've conquered that woman. So that's, there is no excuse or justification for a man being a rolling stone. That's not what I'm saying here. What I am saying that there is some science around the brain that lets the man know, I'm done here. You've conquered this. Move on. And I know this to be true because I've had deep conversations with men. Like, why are you slinging your penis all around? What is the problem? And they can't even give me an answer. And then they start practicing semen retention and they can see it so clear. They can see it so.
I want to know more about that, about the guys and what the feedback has been from your challenge. I also would like to say that I believe that this really could help men to not be so defensive, because I think that behind the defensiveness is just a lack of understanding. So they have to protect themselves. So we'll talk more about that. We have to take another break. If you guys want to call in with any questions or comments, you can do so at 866-613-1612. We'd love to hear from you. For now, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back with our guest, Jocelyn.
Explore your deeper desires. Listen, learn, and live sexy here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on, and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
How do you feel about a non-monogamous lifestyle? Does it sound enticing? Are you worried about what others might think? Your questions are answered on Sex Interrupted with Tara and James. It's a discussion about the swinger lifestyle, non-monogamy, sex, sexuality, and where it all fits in. All we ask is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind, and you will find your desires and fantasies can come true. Tune in to Sex Interrupted with Tara and James every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
You're listening to the Sexy Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Tiffany Janae. I'm your hostess for tonight, one of the five sisters of sexuality. We are talking about energy, sex, semen retention, male birth control, all of that. I want to tell you a funny story. So one time I was doing some in-store marketing at Whole Foods, and this guy comes up. He's an employee at Whole Foods, and he doesn't know me. I don't know him. And he starts talking about his hair going bald at his age. And he's like, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm just balding so early. And I was like, well, do you want to know a suggestion? I asked for permission. And he's like, yeah, if you got one, tell me. And I was like, well, I think that, this is funny. I was like, I think that you should really look into semen retention and not ejaculating so much, because you know that there's this research out there that says that if men are ejaculating, as I'm talking, this kid is turning bright red. And I'm like, you know, there's research that says that if you ejaculate, you're letting go of your life force energy, and that can cause premature balding. And he just, like, all of the life left him. He's just a beat at this point. And he's like, uh-huh. And he just beelines it out of my presence. And then from there on, every time I went back to that store, it was the most awkward exchange. And I was like, hey, I asked if he wanted to know. But that's really one of the benefits, right? I mean, have you heard that, as far as in, because there's so many males that go bald so early. And I really think it's because they're watching porn and they're ejaculating all the time, and they're losing that. And it's taking away from those hair follicles.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the videos in the challenge that I put together for the men is, you know, a list of herbs that I use, like things like ashwagandha and Tongkar Ali, which is a powerful herb out of Thailand, zinc. your B12, your vitamin D. You know, we have a regimen for exercise and pranayama. There's a lot of reasons why that's happening. Hair loss specifically, I have had a lot of men ask me about that. You know, as you know, my hair is, you know, I have locks and they're well past my knees. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I could probably do a hair campaign and be like, yeah, semen retention, it really does work.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you need to sell your 21-day challenge. Just letting your locks, like, flow in the breeze while you do your cute little dances you do.
Yeah. You know, as you're getting older, you know, the body is producing, and this is something that men need to really understand. Like, you know, you're not going to be 19 forever. Like, when you get into your 40s, your body is slowly but surely, like, is reducing its ability to produce testosterone. So that's an aspect of it. So semen retention is a very healthy antidote to that, along with exercise, which is another booster of testosterone, and a clean diet. You know, things like stress relief, you know, and not using masturbation as a stress relief. But earlier we were talking on the break about some of the, you know, really astonishing things that the men have discovered.
And before you say that, I just want to ask you a quick question. So yes. Is it to say that with semen retention, so the men should be in a space where they're retaining their seed so that they can then prolong their ability to give pleasure, so that the woman can go into a space where she's able to have multiple orgasms and just be as juicy as she wants to be, releasing her Amrita fluid, which most women don't know how to do. And by the men embracing the semen retention practice, it gives them confidence, and the woman then in turn has confidence in the man so that she can then feel more safe in order to open up to a space to being able to have multiple orgasms and release the sacred fluid, right?
That's absolutely, that is 100% accurate, because you know men can get theirs in literally 15 seconds depending on the guy, and a woman just by nature takes 20-30 minutes to warm up. You know, one of the things I talk about in the challenge with men, I said you shouldn't even be inserting your penis in a woman for at least the first hour. You know, you should be discovering all types of beautiful aspects of that woman's body and giving her deep pleasure before you ever penetrate that woman. So you are correct. It just, you know, warm her up, brother, like warm her up well and make her wait. You know, like it's important. And, you know, because she's not going to get there. She needs to feel totally emotionally connected, totally safe and relaxed. And you're right. It builds confidence and trust. You know, and those are all the healthy things that need to happen in sacred sexuality. Absolutely correct.
Definitely. Okay, we only have a few more minutes left, and I want to get into some of those benefits that the men are experiencing. But before we do that, I just want to give out your information so that people know how to find you, because you do have two challenges going on for the men to join: the 21-day Tantra Challenge and the 21-day Semen Retention Challenge. And if you want more of that, first of all, you can find his podcast on SoundCloud under Jah, and it's J-A-H-S-U-N. Dash Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-L-L. And on Instagram, from there, you can probably find all of his links. He's Fari. Is it Fari?
Fari
Studios Art. So that's spelled F-A-R-I-S-T-U-D-I-O-S-A-R-T. So link with him through there. And then from there, you can find all of the links to all of the amazing things that he has going on. Okay, so now tell us, what are some of the men saying? We just have a few minutes left, but download it.
Sure. Really quick. It just, you know, when we remove like the ejaculation, so the semen retention challenge is to help them get clearer, because there's some chemicals that release in the body, dopamine, oxytocin. And a lot of people are walking around on ejaculation or peak orgasm, you know, highs, men and women. And it just stays in their body system. So they're always walking around high. So the reason for 21 days is because by day 17, you finally become sober after one orgasm. This is for men and women. So when they are clear and sober, they remember things that they had forgotten. So things like men being molested at an early age, a lot of their stuff was coming up. I had guys in that challenge that were addicted to porn and masturbation since age 6, and they're like 50. Three or four times a day, they're ejaculating. Guys have lost jobs because of porn addiction. Yeah. I mean, it is powerful. It sounds like it's all and not, you know, we're just not going to not have any ejaculation. It is so much more. That's the basics that happen. Even in this challenge that's going on right now, women are seeing their dysfunction around sexuality, their first time they were shamed, and how they have tried to do things to please their partner that they did not want to do. Like, it's major. If you really want to up level, you want to consider becoming a part of this challenge. But I really want to talk about the other aspect of this topic today, which is, birth control. Mm-hmm. There is another reason why the practice of semen retention will help with that. And it's a practice called edging. And basically what that means is, like, let's just pretend like you have a thermometer in front of you, like, and, you know, it has like all these different degrees. So 100 degrees is the highest on this thermometer. So the practice of edging is you're letting this, based on arousal, right, making love, your temperature is getting hotter and hotter and hotter, 30, 40, 50. When you get to around the 70%, the 70 percentage area, you want to start doing deep breathing. You may even need to withdraw your penis and cuddle with the woman, do something else, maybe give her oral sex in that time. But you want to start to play with this energy like it's a yo-yo. You don't ever really want to get past 70%. And if in that practice of edging, you will almost never create a baby. So that is very important, because you're never letting yourself get to that 90%, that 100% where you're having your peak orgasm. And it's just practice. So there are some pelvic floor exercises like Kegels for men. Mm-hmm. So I instruct men, like, when you are urinating, clench down and stop in mid-flow. Hold your breath, breathe, and then release that urine. And there's a muscle around the prostate. So what happens is you build up that control to hold your semen. So you have to build the muscle up around that. And when men first try it, they realize how weak that muscle is. But the very simple practice, when you're urinating, fellas, just 10 seconds in, squeeze, make yourself stop, and then release it gently, squeeze again. Release it gently, squeeze again, and then regulate that with your breath. So your presence, your breath, and learning how to master your body and control your body, all those three things will make you a potent, powerful lover. You will not become a father, but you'll be pleasing the queen in ways that she hasn't been pleasured before.
Justin, you have blessed us so much. Thank you so much for all of this information. I really hope that the people are tuning in today that they come and join this challenge. You know, I think that this is especially important for every man, but especially like musicians. I know that there's a lot of artists out there that travel that are in high temptation environments, mm-hmm. and with women who make it their business to want to have one of your babies so that they can live for the rest of their life off of your support. And I think that to arm yourself with this knowledge to be able to, you decide who you get pregnant, and you're not at the mercy of what she decides. It's just empowering for you. It'll help the women shift out of that perspective when they know that they don't have to use those type of manipulation tactics to get what they want. And together, the more that we all just take ourselves to higher levels, tuning into what the power of our bodies, what this human experience is about, the more we're all going to hold each other accountable to rise to higher heights and maturity, which is what we really, really need around this. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We could talk about this for days, and I feel like, yes. Damn, can I join the challenge? So anyways, we'll talk about that later. I am Tiffany Janae with Sisters of Sexuality. Have a great night.
Hey, sexy people. If you're ready to start your sexual evolution, we've got some amazing prizes to give away. Some of the great prizes include Womanizer, the most advanced pleasure product for stronger, longer, and more intense orgasms. SDC.com is giving away a lifetime membership to the sexiest online community of open-minded people. Touch from experience, warm. It warms your personal lube, then automatically dispenses it with a wave of your hand. And we can't forget Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket. Keep your bed dry no matter how wet it gets. For your chance to win one of these amazing prizes, simply send us an email at info@thesexylifestyle.com with the word contest in the subject line. Your name will be entered into the weekly drawing, and remember to visit our website regularly for a list of the winners and more information about all the amazing prizes and sponsors. Go to thesexylifestyle.com contest page and enter as often as you like.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart and Tiffany Janae again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network or on demand 24/7.